the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Through the public-spirited cooperation of the King Trendle Broadcasting Corporation, the Green Hornet program is now being sponsored by Uncle Sam, who has a timely message tonight for Americans everywhere. Christmas will soon be here, and we want to tell you about a brand new card, an entirely new kind of Christmas card, which you'll be eager to give and lucky to get. This is the story behind it. Last summer, all manufacturers of Christmas cards offered to print on a non-profit basis a series of 8 special cards containing the beautiful little official albums in which you mount United States defense stamps. Now, these special defense stamp Christmas cards are on sale in almost all stores. Buy some now before the supply is sold out. You can add as many defense stamps as you please. Remember to ask for the special cards that contain official defense stamp albums. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure in the story, Wrong Side of the Ledger. The Green Hornet strikes again. Our story opens with young Johnny Tierney punching the bag in the gymnasium of the Northside Boys Club, while Michael Axford from the Daily Sentinel watches critically.
Johnny, for a young kid your age, you're not so bad. In fact, you're almost as good as me. That time you missed. Hey, where are you going?
I'm quitting.
But wait, you didn't even have a good workout, kid. You always take a good workout.
I'm quitting.
Suffering snakes, you pee, because you missed the beat once. Here. Leave Michael Axford show you how. I used to be the best at hitting the bag like this.
It's right in the floor.
Okay, I'm out of practice.
Goodbye.
Now, hold it, Claude, Johnny. Wait a minute.
Let go of me, will you?
Well, what's eating you, Johnny? You got a scowl on your face blacker than midnight.
You stop holding onto my arm.
No, that's no way to talk to me, Johnny. Aren't I your friend? Didn't the Daily Sentinel buy all the equipment for this here gymnasium? And aren't I one of the big brothers to all you guys in the club?
Will you lay off of me? I'm sick and tired of this big brother stuff. I know what I'm doing, and I got a right to do it. I'm quitting, and stop telling me what to do and what not to do.
Johnny!
Shut up! Shut up talking to me like I was sick or something. And leave me alone. Let go of me and let me out of this joint.
What's the matter, kid? Have trouble? Let go of me, you.
Well, I'll be Skinner Martin. Since when have they been letting racketeers like you in the club?
I ain't a member of Big Brother either. I just come to get my pal Johnny Tierney.
You and Johnny? You're nuts.
Tell him, kid.
I've been trying to tell him. Sure, he's my friend. Me and Skinner Martin are pals. Now let go of my arm, you big ape.
Come on, kid. Let's take a part.
Johnny! Johnny, are you crazy? Are you... Suffering snakes. There's something wrong with this. Something awful wrong.
The boy doesn't want to be babied. That's no reason to think there's anything wrong.
Having around with Skinner Martin isn't my idea of being baby, Casey.
So what? That's a tough neighborhood down there. Skinner Martin grew up in it, and so did Johnny Tierney. Naturally, they know each other.
But they shouldn't.
Are you a reporter or a nurse?
No, Casey.
You ought to take it up with the Problems for Parents editor.
Now, look here, Casey.
Now, relax, Axford. Don't you know when you're being kidded?
Huh?
Miss Case is ribbing you, Axford. She knows young Tierney, and we're all worried.
I'm sorry, Axford.
Golly, Casey, you had me baffled like a buffalo.
The Sentinel helped start the Northside Boys Club and helped keep it going. Johnny Tierney was a tough little hoodlum until he joined the club. If he goes wrong now, it'll ruin all that club stands for.
Could I speak to Mr. Reed, please? They said this was his office.
Why, Mr. Reed, come in, won't you?
Mr. Reed, my name is Mrs. Tierney. I hate to trouble you.
Mrs. Tierney? The mother of Johnny Tierney?
The same, miss.
Oh, won't you sit down? We were just talking about Johnny. Michael Axford, Mrs. Tierney.
Oh, yes, I've seen him at the boys' club many's the time.
There isn't anything wrong with Johnny, is there? I mean, he isn't sick.
No. I wish he was. Then he'd be home in bed with me to look after him. But now...
Oh, now, Mrs. Tierney, you mustn't break down. What's wrong? Perhaps we can help.
I don't know what to do, Mr. Reed. I ought to go to the police, but he's my only boy.
Police? Good grief, is it that bad?
I'm afraid it's apt to be, miss. My handkerchief.
Well, here. Take mine.
Thank you. I've been racking my brains trying to figure out what to do. And, well, seeing your Sentinel newspaper's got such an interest in the Northside Boys Club where Johnny belongs, maybe the reporters can find out things like a detective does. Well, somebody's got to do something.
The Sentinel has always taken an interest in boys' clubs, Mrs. Tierney. You tell me what's wrong and I'll do what I can. Where's Johnny now?
That's it, Mr. Reed. He's been with that Martin hoodlum so much lately. And now last night he didn't come home at all. He's disappeared, Mr. Reed.
Kid's old lady might make trouble. She was around this morning asking for the kid.
You got rid of her, Skinner?
Yeah, but suppose she goes back.
You don't know where he is.
So I told her.
You keep right on.
Okay, Crafton, you're the brains, but I don't like it.
Where's the boy now?
To that place near the river. How long do we gotta keep the little punk there?
Possibly a week.
A week? But cry out loud, Crafton.
I said possibly. May be able to clean up those checks and get the book straightened out by then.
You better. Otherwise, you'll be in a jam. Maybe in jail.
Through your infernal carelessness, Martin.
How is I to know that dumb punk is going to see me forging those checks? Worse luck than that. How is I to know he recognized some of them names that belonged to guys who died years ago?
Well, you should have known. They all lived in this district.
Okay, the fight's in the fire.
Just keep him out of sight, that's all. He can talk all he wants to when there's no evidence.
Don't worry. I got another scheme up my sleeve.
We won't need another one.
Well, if we do...
We'll talk about that.
Hello.
Johnny Tierney. What are you doing here?
I didn't like the air up on the river. And what's more, besides, I figured out maybe you wanted to keep me there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bars on the windows, huh? So I left.
What'd you do? Bribe Dutch to let you go?
Yeah, I bribed him. With my knuckles. He's a sucker for a left hook.
Well, that's the way you keep the young punk undercover.
Hello, Crafton. I figured out something about you, too.
Well, you look...
Not yet, Skinner. Don't hit him yet.
Let him try. He ain't so much bigger than me.
What?
Not yet, Skinner. So you figured out something about me, huh?
Sure. Want to hear it?
I'll be glad to.
You run this ward. I used to think you were pretty hot stuff. On the level with everybody. Baskets to the poor at Christmas. Big Thanksgiving dinners. I went to them. Boat rides in the summertime.
Yes?
I used to look up to you. Straight shooter Crafton. Maybe I'm a little wet behind the ears, but I put two and two together, see?
You mean that little matter about the check?
Little matter? Skinner signs them and cashes them, and you collect most of the dough. That money belongs to the city. You're stealing it.
That's right. How much of it do you want for yourself?
Not a cent. Not a penny.
That isn't what you told Skinner before. Didn't you agree to keep your mouth shut for $300?
Yeah. But I changed my mind, see? My mom could use that dough. That's why I said okay. But no more. I've been thinking about it ever since I said I would. It's off.
So what?
So I'm telling you. And what's more, I'm going to tell the cops.
Made up your mind, have you?
Nothing can change it. I learned a lot of things at that Northside Boys Club. I learned it's better to be honest. Maybe I doubted it for a couple hours, but I don't anymore. I made up my mind. I'm going to tell about your lousy racket. I'm going to.
Okay, Skinner. Now.
So you see everything and you tell everything. Little Big Mouth, eh? What can you see this? Oh. Little punk.
Get him out of here and hidden until we decide how to handle this new development.
Now what?
It's your door, isn't it? Answer it.
Yeah, but maybe
answer it. Just don't let anyone come back here.
Okay. Hope it ain't the police. This thing's getting complicated. Yeah, what are you... Oh, it's you again. I told you your son ain't here, Mrs. Tierney.
You must let me see him. You must.
Who's this with you? Looks like a Flatwood.
My name's Axford. I'm from the Sentinel.
Oh, yeah. The big brother of the boys' club. Maybe you think I ought to take a memory course.
Better make it a good one, Skinner. We saw young Johnny come in here. You can't forget that fast.
Get out.
Now, look. We're going in.
Not
and we're...
without a cert, Warden, you aren't. I tell you, the kid ain't here, and that's that.
Hold your horses.
You asked for this?
That gunner easy. Only he hit me before I had me hands up. I wasn't even looking.
That's right, Mr. Reed.
So he wouldn't let you in, huh? Okay, expert. This case called the police department. Have them go over with a search warrant.
I'll get them right now, Mr. Reed.
No, never mind, Casey.
It's no trouble.
Never mind, it's too late.
Wait. But you said
we got in afterwards, Reed. When I come to, the door opened again and Skinner says okay.
And he let you in?
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Martin let you in? Took you through his whole apartment?
That's right, Reed. It was all I could do to keep from poking him in a fair fight when I was ready for him. Golly, I did knock him so flat.
Yes, will you save that up for your scrapbook, expert? There was no sign of your son, Mrs. Tierney?
Not a sign, Mr. Reed. And I could have sworn to seeing him go in whilst we were getting around the corner of the block.
Gosh, Mr. Reed, why should Martin act tough about it at first and then change his mind and let them in?
He said he just didn't like our altitude.
You mean attitude?
No, I don't. He said we was too high-handed. Altitude.
I think I can answer that question, Miss Case. Johnny Tierney was there.
He was. We didn't see him.
No, because he was spirited out of Martin's place before you went in. That's why he stalled you off.
Suffering snakes. I never thought of that.
Why on earth should Martin go to so much trouble over a youngster like Johnny Tierney? It doesn't make sense.
A lot of things don't make sense. Do you know the answer, Miss Case? But let me see. Doesn't Skinner Martin have a prison record?
He went on trial, Reed, but he was never convicted.
Oh, yeah, that's it. What charge?
It was forgery or something. Say, maybe that's why he hit me with his left. He's saving the right hand to make out bum checks.
Maybe that's not as funny as you think, Axford. I want you to go ahead as we planned.
Call the police and get a search warrant?
Yes.
Oh, but Mr. Reed, my boy, I didn't want the police mixed up in it.
We'll do our best, Mrs. Tierney. We have friends in the police department. Don't worry.
But golly, Reed, what good's a search warrant? We went through the place once.
And do it again. And this time, keep your eyes open. You may not find Johnny, but you may find evidence to show he was there. Now get going.
Okay, Reed.
And Axford, call me when you get some news. I'll be at home. Yes, Axford. Go right ahead. I'm getting it. Yes, I understand. Well, how long ago did it happen? Well, I see. You found nothing in Martin's place, and the sergeant phoned headquarters, and that's where you heard about it. Yeah, well, who did Johnny Tierney rob? Who? Huh. Okay, Axford, keep after it. But somehow I don't think the police will have an easy time finding the youngster. Good night. Cato.
What's the trouble, Mr. Bates?
Witnesses saw Johnny Tierney stage a street holdup, Cato. Apparently it happened in front of three witnesses.
Oh, that's too bad for boy. But if he's clear...
I don't believe that. I believe young Tierney was framed.
But, Mr. Bates, three men witness him.
What's three men, Cato? Any crook can hire three witnesses. And get this. The man who's supposed to have been robbed was Crafton.
Crafton? His reputation, Mr. Bates, it's not spotless.
Not in my book, Cato. Crafton is just a crooked ward leader who's never been found out.
And you propose to find out, eh?
I'm certain there's more to this than meets the eye, Cato. First that boy disappearing, and then Martin's refusal to let Axford and Mrs. Tierney in. And then his change of heart. And on top of everything else, this report that Tierney robbed Crafton. That's the Hornet mask and the gas weapon.
So?
Yes, Cato. The Green Hornet's taking a hand in this game. And we're not dropping it till we find out just what's been going on.
In just a moment, we'll continue our story. But first, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Those words are cast in the metal of the Liberty Bell. And that Liberty Bell is now ringing for all the world to hear. Help to make it ring so loud and clear that every embattled soldier and sailor who is fighting against the disgrace of dictatorship will take heart. Make those words ring so sharply that cruel and heartless men who would enslave the world shall hear liberty, and hearing shall cower behind their legions. Make them realize that liberty shall again be proclaimed throughout all the world. Do your part to make these words come true. Do it with dollars for defense. buy defense bonds, and keep on buying them until dictatorship once more meets defeat. Now to continue our story. When all attempts by Axford failed to locate young Johnny Tierney, and it finally developed that the young man was sought on a charge of armed robbery, Britt Reed, certain that Tierney was being framed, went out as the Green Hornet, determined to get to the bottom of the mystery. Behind a secret panel in the rear of his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went down a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself, on creaky stairs that led directly to an adjoining building fronting on a little-used side street. From the street, the building looked run down and deserted like all the rest. No one could guess that inside its walls stood the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
I drive, Mr. Reed.
You've got the wheel, Cato. Keep it.
Where we go?
Start out, and I'll tell you on the way. And there's no hurry, Cato. This time we've got to use our heads, not our speed.
Cato's finger flicked the light switch. The headlight shone on the solid wall ahead. But as the car slid forward, a photoelectric cell caught the light, started a motor, and the section of wall swiveled upward as the car turned into the street beyond. Behind them, the wall settled into place once more, with no sign that it had ever been open, and the sleek car slid softly through the darkness.
Cato, there are two people who must know plenty about this. One of them's Johnny Tierney, but no one knows where he is. The other one is Skinner Martin. We're going to find Skinner Martin, Cato. We're going to find him tonight.
Thaddeus Blaney. I better change the record on that. Hello?
Hello, Martin. How's it going?
Slow, Crafton.
I'll keep at it.
I'll keep at it. You keep that kid shut up.
Don't worry.
Okay. What did you have to record these checks in your books for?
Money had to be accounted for.
Yeah, I suppose so. But it's a lot harder rubbing them out than it ever was forging names on them. Sometimes I wish I stayed in the fight game. Hey, somebody's at the door.
What?
It can't be the cops who was here before.
They don't get that record ledger.
I'll see to that. Better hang up, Kraft, and I'll call you back.
All right. Goodbye.
Better snap it up. Get this ledger out of the way. And get rid of who's out there. And then...
Maybe Skinner Martin not home, no?
There's a light on, Cato.
Maybe he forget. Rewrite burn, perhaps.
But, Cato.
Yes?
Someone coming quick, flat against the side of the entrance.
Already.
Just stand by, I'll handle this.
Well, what are you...
Inside, Skinner.
What the... Oh, your mask.
Yes. You recognize it?
Green Hornet.
You kept me leaning on that doorbell a long time, Skinner.
Say, what's this about?
I see I didn't get you out of bed. You've been working, haven't you?
So what?
And ink on your fingers. You, aren't taking up forgery again, are you?
Listen, Hornet, who sent you here?
It was my own idea. I understand there's been a lot of fuss about your apartment, Skinner.
Grand Central Station, that's what it is. And look, Hornet, since when is my business any part of yours?
Since I decided to make it mine. Now, what's the pitch, Skinner?
Pitch? I don't get
you. The racket.
You buddy. Somebody's been feeding you lies.
You wouldn't kid me, Skinner. I like to dip my fingers into any gravy that's around.
Your buddy's scram. Mask or no mask, you're looking for trouble.
I always do. I understand reporters and police searched your place. Now I think I'll have a crack at it.
Get a gun, ain't you?
I don't need the gun.
Okay, that's what I've been waiting for. Try this in your job.
You missed, Martin. Why not use your right hand?
Where are you?
Twice you missed.
Okay, smart guy. I'll find out what's behind that mask.
Okay, come on.
Think you're pretty hot, don't you?
You're rusty, Skinner. I slipped inside your guard. Next time, I'll close my fist.
All right, you're asking for it. I'll get you. Fancy day, eh? I'll get inside and give you some body punch. It'll make you
sorry. I haven't time. That straightens you up, and this puts you down.
Mr. Britt, you all right?
Axford should be ashamed of himself, letting a muscle-bound pug like that set him down.
I watch from door. You hit him very hard.
He'll be out for a while, Cato. Now close that door and let's get busy. We've got to search these rooms.
That's what I'm telling you, Crafton. It's gone. The ledger book is gone. I got slugged. He took the book while I was out. That means he's wired.
Shut up, Martin.
Oh, he's after a cut, I tell you.
Shut up and answer me. Some of those entries were still in the ledger?
Yeah, I wasn't finished.
Oh, wait a minute, Martin. Let me think this over a little. Green Hornet, eh?
Yeah.
That means he'll be talking to me pretty soon. I'll have to pay him or he'll turn that ledger over to the city. I'll be exposed.
I hope he gets you, you dirty crook.
You'll keep quiet if you know what's good for you.
I hope he gets you good. You frame me so I can't tell you about all your...
I told you to keep quiet. Hello, Martin.
Yeah, Captain. What are we going to do? Captain, help!
Hey, Martin, what's the matter?
He's here. He's back. No, no, don't shoot. Don't take it, Ram. Captain, he shot me. A hornet.
A hornet.
Hello, Ram.
Who's that talking? Is that the Green Hornet?
I've got the goods on you, Captain. You're going to pay plenty.
Now, Hornet, don't send that ledger to the police.
You heard me. What up or they'll shut you up. See you at your place, Captain.
Yes, Hornet, but not tonight.
When?
I'm busy now. Tomorrow night. Make it tomorrow night.
Okay. Tomorrow,
Clint.
Good night and pleasant dreams.
Yes. He shot Martin. I heard Martin on the phone. Cold-blooded murder, that's what. Cold-blooded
murder.
Keep quiet. Get those ropes.
Are you going to untie me?
Oh, just let you loosen the chair. Then I'm taking you out along the river. I don't want you around to complicate things when the Green Hornet and I start talking about...
Talking about what?
Never mind. But I'll make sure you're not around.
It won't do you no good. You had me scared of that phony robbery rap you fixed on me. But now I ain't going to keep quiet for nothing. Not when there's murder mixed up in it.
Stop talking. Come along. When we get up river, I'll make sure you never do any talking.
Okay, Mr. Crafton. Dump the kid in the back room of the cabin.
Once you get rid of him, Dutch.
Yeah. As soon as you go, I'll... tap him on the conch and dump him in the river.
That's the ticket. At least I'll get rid of him. You get out of here as soon as you do it, too, understand?
Why, any reason?
Yes, I've got a reason. I'm going to try to fasten this on the Green Hornet, Dutch.
Oh.
I'll call the police tomorrow night. Tell them that young Johnny Tierney is out here. I can time it so they'll find the Hornet when they get here.
The cops will ask how you know.
Don't be a fool. I won't give them my name. They'll get a tip over the telephone.
But will they follow it?
Will a bee go after honey? They want the Hornet, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Here's your car. You want I should scram as soon as I do this job?
Unless you want to be caught.
Oh, no, not me. Say, you're awful jumpy tonight, Mr. Crafton.
Why shouldn't I be? The Green Hornet has that ledger. Skinner Martin did.
Martin? He dead?
Yes.
The Hornet, huh?
I heard it over the phone. I heard Martin.
Well, that's Skinner's tough luck, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well, I have a lot to do. Take care of the Tierney kid, Dutch.
Okay, so long. We'll say goodbye to the world, kid.
The next evening, Crafton's plans were changed. He sat at his desk, and facing him was Skinner Martin.
Yeah, I thought it was a finish, too. I guess the Hornet don't use bullets in that gun. Does this change things a little, Crafton?
A little, Skinner.
Where's the kid at the cabin?
In the river.
Oh, dead, huh?
Yeah, by now he's been dead for a long time. And I have plans to pin his death on the Hornet as soon as the Hornet gets here.
Oh.
Yeah, when he goes, I'm calling the cops, telling them the Hornet will be at the cabin.
Are you going to get him to go there?
Yeah, he'll go. You'll...
The doorbell. That must be the Hornet. Hey, what's the idea? You're putting on your coat.
Yeah.
You going out?
No, but I want the Hornet to think I am. Okay, Martin, let him in.
Hello, Skinner. How's your job? I brought you the ledger, Crafton. Now, if you want to talk turkey, Well, you got your coat on. You going someplace?
Yes, I am. I own a little cabin up in the river, the end of the Norris Creek Road. I want to get up there.
Rest up after paying me all the money, huh?
How much do you want?
Yeah, this ledger should be worth a lot.
How about 10,000?
Well...
That's all I've got. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. That's all?
That's all right now, Hornet. Of course, if you wanted to wait...
No, I like a quick turnover. There's your ledger, and I got the cash. Bye, Crafton. So long, Skinner. I'm glad to see you weren't looking for trouble again.
He's gone. Give me that phone.
$10,000. Crafton, you didn't even argue.
No need to. That's not real money, Skinner. It's counterfeit. He'll probably start looking at it in half an hour, and when he does...
When he does, he'll come get him first.
Sure, but we won't be here. What'll he do then?
Yeah.
Why, you sap, he'll go to that cabin. Didn't you hear me tell him that's where I was heading? He'll go to that cabin and fall right into the hands of... Hey, quiet, phone to me. Hello, police. If you're looking for Johnny Tierney, you'll find his body in the river near the end of the Norris Creek Road. The Green Hornet done it.
No, I'm not giving you my name. Goodbye. All set, Skinner. Take that ledger, we'll get away from here in my car.
I got it. Get away, Crafton. You're a lot smarter than I thought.
What the?
This money's counterfeit, Crafton. I knew it all the time.
Hold it.
You're going for a ride in your car, Crafton, but I'm taking
Look
you.
Out.
Take it, Rat.
Golly, Mrs. Tierney, maybe that telephone tip to the cops was a fake.
My boy did.
We'll be there in a minute. Don't take on till we make sure. We're almost there, aren't we, Ferrand?
Yeah, Axford, one more curve. Here it is.
There's a light on at the cottage. Now, no noise, and I...
Johnny! Johnny!
Suffering snakes, Mr. Tierney, don't yell. The harness himself might be in
Johnny!
There. He might... Now, you've ruined everything. With your son dead and the harness worn by your shouting, we'll never be able to...
Is that you, Mom?
Oh. Holy crow! It's a ghost!
It's not a ghost! It's Johnny! Johnny!
Mom, gosh, it's good to see
you. Oh, you're alive. Oh, you're alive.
Yeah. Untie me, will you?
Oh, golly, son. We got a tip you were dead.
I almost was. A toughy named Dutch was guarding me, see? Last night he come into this place. I was tied up like now. He said he was going to knock me out and dump me in the river. Then, just when he comes near me, an arm reaches through the open window with a funny-looking gun. The gun goes off, but it don't make no sound. And Dutch falls right to the floor, out cold.
Darn it. Then where's Dutch now? Did he get away?
No, he's in the next room.
Suffering snakes, the next room. Come on, Ferrand.
Yeah. Well, I'll be...
Look, Axford, there's three of them.
Yeah,
there's Skinner Martin, and that must be Dutch. And holy crow, there's Crafton himself.
And here's a ledger book. Belongs to Crafton.
Read it. Read it fast, Ferrand.
Yeah.
If you ask me, that ledger's going to prove a racket. And these three guys done it. I guess the harness left them for us to... Suffering snakes, there he goes now. Isn't it just like me? I get so excited when I see a story, I forget all about what we came for. The Green Hornet got away again.
Over, Cato. Head back to the hideout.
Yes, Mr. Vitt. It's very good thing you have me shadow Mr. Crafton when he takes boy to river last night while you go back to Skinner Martin.
I know I could count on you to trail him, Cato. By taking care of Dutch, you saved Johnny Tierney's life.
That is true, Mr. Vitt. It's very strange.
What is?
How you have a happy faculty always staying one step ahead of the racketeer. Very happy faculty, yes?
Select Street, paper! Ward boss jailed for racket, his missing boy is found. Read all about it. Green Hornet, still at large. Select Street, paper!
$75 a month is good pay, especially when food, lodging, uniforms, equipment, medical and dental care, plus $10,000 worth of insurance are thrown in. That's what the Army Air Corps pays the aviation cadets while they're taking a 30-week aerial navigation course. And after that, the cadets are commissioned second lieutenants in the Air Corps Reserve, with pay starting at $245 a month. Of course, not everyone can qualify for this instruction, but unmarried men, 20 to 26, who can pass a written exam, are eligible to apply. See your local Army recruiting officer now and keep them flying. You have just heard the adventure, Wrong Side of the Ledger. These exciting dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit and are sent to you each Saturday at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.